Windows Explorer. Windows Explorer is an application which lets you manage all of the files on your hard drive or CD-ROM drives, network drives, and USB drives, also known as pen drives or thumb drives. No matter which of these devices you are referring to, the idea of storing information on them is very similar. You can think of how things are organized if you think of how a file cabinet is used. If you open up a file cabinet drawer, you will find several folders. If you pull a folder out, you may notice that there are more folders within that folder. Within those folders, you may find individual pieces of paper, or possibly even more folders. All of your storage devices can be thought of exactly like this. For example, your C: drive is typically your main hard drive. If you look at it, you will probably find several folders on it as well as individual files. If you look within some of the folders, you may find individual files as well as more folders and on and on. It really is up to you how far you carry this folder idea. For example, by default, all of the Windowized files are stored in a folder called window-eyes, which is located on your C: drive, but within a few more subdirectories. The actual location of the Windowized program files is C:\Program:\Files:\GW:\Micro:\Window-eyes. If you look in this folder, you will see many files and a few other folders. One of those folders is called Manual, assuming the manual was installed during the installation. Within the Manual directory, you will find many files which comprise of the entire Windowized user's manual. Let's start up Windows Explorer and show how all this works. To start Windows Explorer, simply press Windows key E. This is a system command that immediately launches Windows Explorer no matter what you are currently doing. So I'm going to go ahead and hold down that famous Windows key again and press E this time. So Windows E.
Windows Explorer. No selected item. List view.
So it brings up Windows Explorer. It said I'm in a list view with no selected item. That's just the way typically that Windows Vista starts. Again, your system may be a little bit different. But let me down arrow to select an item.
Devices with removable storage, one group.
All right. Actually, let me up arrow to this so we can get something more useful.
Local disk D, 32.4 GB, free of 46.5 GB. Hard disk drives, two group, 2 of 9.
So totally I'm in the hard disk groups, which has two elements, and I'm sitting on the second of those, and it told me how many items altogether. Let me up arrow again.
Hard disk drives, two group.
And it told me, oops, what did it tell me there?
Local disk C, 45, 25.6 GB, free of 46.5 GB.
There we go, I'm on the local... local disk C drive now. So it depends on the view that you're in within the list view of how things are actually arrowed around. I personally like the view of details, which allows me to arrow definitely from top to bottom within this. To change the view, typically you can just press Alt V to bring down the view menu.
V, file F, pull down. View Alt V, view Alt V.
Now I'm going to down arrow through this menu. And you're going to hear all the different, let me just try that again. I hit the wrong key.
Explorer bar, you pull down.
There we go.
Extra large icons X, large icons R, medium icons M, small icons N, list L, details D.
Going through all of these options, and the one that's selected, let me go one more.
Tiles S checked.
Said tiles S, S is the default, is the shortcut, and it said checked. So it tells me that that's the current view that I'm in, which is not very speech friendly with the keyboard. So let me just go up one to details.
Details D.
Details and list are probably the best because there you can arrow from one to the other and get to all of them just by arrowing down. But let me go to details.
Menu closed. Local disk C. Type. Local disk. Total size. 46.5 GB. Free space. 25.6 GB. Hard disk drives, two group. List view. 1 of 9.
This is much more friendly and easier to navigate through. So now when I hit down arrow, I'll go to my D drive.
Local disk D. Type. Local disk. Total size.
I'm going to silence that. But this just has different headings. It has a name heading, a type heading, a total size, free space. Windows Vista actually allows me to go to the headers and sort different columns and things like that, but that's beyond this tutorial. We just want to get the basics. I want to show you how we can get to the Windowized manual using this approach and then how we can get to it quicker, and hopefully that will get you an idea of how you can navigate around within the Windows Explorer. So let me go back up to the C drive because that's the root of my drive.
Local disk C. Type. Local disk.
I'm going to silence that. I don't need to hear all of the other garbage. I know I'm on C. I can hit enter. This will actually open up the C drive. It'll like take that file folder and open it up and expose everything within it. So let me hit enter.
Alva 1. Unselected. List view. 1 of 18.
So it said I'm on Alva 1. I happen to have a directory called that. If I down arrow.
Crossroads. 2 of 18.
Crossroads. And I have several other directories in here. One of these is called Program Files. And I can hit down arrow until I get to it, or I can hit a P to help me get there quicker.
P. Program Files. 8 of 18.
Remember, we want to go to Program Files, GW Micro, Windowize Manuals, where we're going to go. Again, there's an easier way to get there, but I just want to show you how you can navigate with Windows Explorer. So I'm going to hit Enter on Program Files, and this will open up all the program files that I have in this folder.
No selected item. List view.
So there's no selected item. Again, Vista by choice decided not to select anything. But if I down arrow.
Common Files. Date modified. Design Science.
I'm just down
Date
arrowing. Down.
Google.
Down.
GW Micro. Date modified. 720.
So there's the GW Micro directory. Again, I could have hit G to get there or whatever I want to be able to do. I'm going to hit Enter on GW Micro.
Windowize. Date modified. 9/12/2008/8:44 a.m. Type. File folder. Unselected.
Now
let's view. 1 of 1.
It said unselected. So it's highlighted, but it's unselected. Visually, I see a rectangle going around the item, but it's not highlighted in the color. So that just tells you that it's kind of selected but not selected. So to really get it fully selected, you hit the space bar.
Space. Window eyes. Date modified. 9/12/2008/8:44 a.m. Type. File folder. 1 of 1.
Okay, so since it didn't say unselected, I can assume that it now is selected. And if I hit enter on this, it will open up this folder.
Manual. Date modified. 9/12/2008/8:44 a.m. Type. File folder. Unselected. List view. 1 of 158.
Again, it said it was unselected, so I can hit space to select it. Manual happened to be the first thing up there. In this case, it seems to be showing you all of these folders, first sorted alphabetically, and then all of the individual files. So all the Windowize program files are within this directory. But I want the manual, so I'm going to hit space.
Space. Manual. Date modified.
I'll silence that with the control key, and I can just hit enter to open that up.
Appendix Hotkeys Quick Reference Guide. Date modified.
I'm going to silence this, but now I actually see all of the individual sections of the Windowize manual with actual names. It started with Appendix A, Appendix B. Again, it's sorted alphabetically. But if I down arrow a few times real quickly, just down arrowing, here's...
Section 1, Introducing Windowize. Date modified. 4/9/2007/6/26.
So I just went to Section 1 of the Windowize manual. If I were to hit Enter on this, it will actually launch Notepad, leaving Windows Explorer window open, but it will actually launch Notepad and bring in this section. Let me hit Enter.
Section 1, Introducing Windowize Notepad. 1, Introducing Windowize. This section of the Windowize manual provides you with...
I'm going to silence that, but you can see that it automatically loaded in this section, and I can actually read through this using Notepad. It's very, very simple, and I'm going to talk about reading relative to the cursor and all of that in another tutorial section. So I'm going to go ahead and close Notepad with Alt-F4.
Manual. Section 1, Introducing Windowize.
I'm going to silence this, but it brought me back to the Windows Explorer window because that was the last one that was open before I hit Enter to open up Notepad. And I can go through this as much as I want. Now, if I want to go back a level, like I've gone from the C drive to Program Files to GW Micro to Windowize and to Manual, I can just hit the Backspace key.
Manual. Date modified.
I'm going to silence this, but it took me back one level. Now I'm inside the Windowize program folder group, and I could keep going back or changing however I want to deal with this. So Windows Explorer allows you to do a lot more. I can do searches. I can type in the specific path that I want to get into, but hopefully this gives you just a quick feel. I can also F6 around once I'm in this. If I hit F6.
Name.
It took me to name, which is the column header of the list view, and I can then arrow between the different column headers and do things with that. F6 again.
Desktop. Split button.
Okay, it takes me up to a split button that allows me again to be able to type in the path that I want to be able to do. I can hit F6 again.
Organize button.
Organize button. It takes me to what's kind of like a command bar up at the top of the menu. I can arrow between all of these options. F6 again.
Documents.
It takes me into a favorite links group, and documents being the first one. F6 again.
Collapse folders button.
Folders group, which is collapse. I could open this up with the enter key. F6 again.
Windowize. Expanded. 3 items. Tree view. Depth 6.
Here's a tree view that actually takes me into the depth of my hard drive. So instead of interacting in a list view and opening up new folders, I could have actually used this true tree view to be able to navigate to the particular folder that I want. And a tree view is very much like the start menu that we talked about earlier, only this works because it's a real tree view, doesn't take you out and things like that. So I'm sitting on the Windowize group. If I down arrow one time.
Manual. 1 of 3. Depth 7.
So it tells me I'm depth 7. I'm 1 of 3 within the Windowize group. And this is just showing me the subfolders. It's not showing me individual folders. If I want to see individual folders, I would tab over. But if I want to see what's inside the manual, I could actually hit enter on this and it would actually open up the manual folder for me. Or I can down arrow one time.
Sets. Closed. 2 of 3.
So there's a sets directory. I could open that up with the right arrow key and arrow through that. Now, because I'm on a true tree view, this was not true in the start menu, I can actually hit the left arrow key now.
Window eyes. Expanded. 3 items.
It brings
depth
me up
6.
One level to window eyes. If I hit left arrow again.
Window eyes. Closed.
It closed it because I was actually on a node that could be opened or closed. If I hit left again.
GW Micro. Expanded.
It takes me back one level to GW Micro.
Depth 5.
So it's very simple to be able to navigate a tree view to get to the particular folder that I want. Once I'm where I want, I can hit enter and then F6 over into the list view, and I'll see all the items and everything that deals with that particular folder that I have open. Works very, very nicely. I'll just up arrow from there.
Google, closed, 4 of 32.
Google happened to be right before my GW Micro directory and on. Now if I F6 again.
Manual, date modified. 9/12/2008.
I'll silence that, but I'm back in my list view again. Depending on what options you have enabled or not, you might have more or less items as you F6 around. But hopefully this, again, gives you a very quick overview of how to use Windows Explorer. Now let me show you another way to get to the WindowEyes text manual outside of having to go through all of those directories. I'm going to hit Alt-F4 to close down Windows Explorer. So Alt key is down, tapping F4.
Desktop, Adobe Reader 8, list view. 9 of 10.
Took me back to the desktop. I'm going to go into the start menu, so I'm going to do Control Escape to bring
start
up the start menu.
Start search.
Now there's a couple things that I can do at this point. I can go up to the All Programs group. I can find WindowEyes, open it up, and go down there. But remember, I like this search within the Vista start menu. I'm going to type in manual and see what happens. M-A-N-U-A-L.
L. WindowEyes text manual. Programs group. 1 of 17.
Boom. Now, it may not have found it for you. It happened to find it for me, depending on what other items you have in yours. But if I hit enter on this, it says WindowEyes text manual. That's exactly what I wanted. Now, there's also WindowEyes manual and WindowEyes scripting manual, but somehow it knew. I don't know if it read my mind or what, but it knew the text manual was the one that I wanted. If I were to down arrow, I'd hear the WindowEyes manual. Down arrow again, I'd hear scripting manual. So I could have typed in text manual maybe to get a better search or whatever. But it's amazing how much quicker this is than having to grope your way through the programs group options. So if I hit enter now.
Windows Explorer. Appendix of hotkeys quick reference guide. Date modified. 4/9/20.
I'm going to silence that, but it launched Windows Explorer immediately to this manual directory, and I'm sitting on Appendix A, and I could just arrow down or select Appendix A and hit enter or whatever I want to be able to do. Lots of ways to be able to navigate around. This is just one shortcut that we've provided to be able to quickly get to the WindowEyes text manual. We think the help manual is a better format to deal with, and we can show you that in a later tutorial section. Let's move on to the next section.